First up here on Dakota Sports Saturday, we have a review of Huron Tiger boys freshman basketball. They had a new coach this year, Trey Henderson, a former Huron Tiger himself. And first year of coaching, I presume, for the most part. Trey, first off, as I said, class of 14, where have you been since 2014?
I'm an electrician for Dakota Energy. I've been there for 3 years. Before that, I was with Muth. I guess that's about it.
Where'd you go to school?
I went to Mitchell Tech for 2 years and got my degree.
And when the freshman position came up, Bud come to you, you go to Bud. How'd this all come together?
Coach Bud talked to me. I was like, I don't know with my job if I'll be able to do it. He said, well, just get back to me. So I went and talked to the bosses, got it okayed, kind of changed my schedule a little bit throughout the winter, but made it so that I could come be a coach, and I've had a blast this year, I guess.
You know, and that's the thing, you needed that cooperation, but obviously, you know, it's kind of good for the community too, from Dakota Energy, to see, you know, letting people expand a bit.
Yeah, the bosses were really, really good about it. I go in about a half hour early, get off a half hour early for practices, and then use my vacation for the rest of the time to get off, so.
Well, let's talk about this season. I think you said 2-17, plus you did play a 1B game there. I lost that one as well. So 2-17, obviously the wins weren't there, but as much as anything, freshmen, they're just trying to get their feet set, really.
Yeah, this group is a little different than, I guess, most. They hadn't won a middle school game, so it took a lot of work. They were rough around the edges, but we ended up winning a couple. I guess there's an eighth grader that got moved up. Their best player also got moved up. So they didn't have all their pieces to the puzzle, I guess, but fought and battled and did whatever they could.
Oh, and just looking at your roster outside of the case of one or two guys, you know, you're a little height deprived there, but you have to make up for that with athleticism sometimes.
Yes. I thought early in the year we struggled with, like, boxing out, getting rebounds, turnovers. Towards the end of the year there, we got a lot better. I was actually proud of them a lot of games. They're not very tall, boxed their tails off.
So. Well, let's just run down the roster, talk a little about each kid, what they brought to the team.
Guard Josh Gilbert, he was an eighth grader, moved him up. He did a lot of different things for us. He brought the ball up, got us in stuff, did a lot of scoring for us. Then we'll go to our next guard. We have Riker Shelton, a freshman. He was kind of our hustle guy, energy guy. Brought a lot of good energy for the team. Klee, another guard. Didn't have his best year, that I would say, but he did a lot of things. He improved. He's an extremely athletic kid. Doesn't understand basketball fully yet. He's getting there. I'm telling him if he works hard this summer, gets a little bit better, he could be someone to look out for. He's got great athletic ability. Saw Hatu also, another guard. Kind of the same as Klee, really, really athletic. He was a little, I would say, didn't have confidence in himself. I was always pushing him, if you're open, shoot it, let it fly. And at the end of the year, he had some good games for us. I think in the game our first win, he had 10 points off the bench, got hot, attacked the hole. Sean James, another kid that I'd say lacked a little bit of confidence, another one you had to tell, hey, shoot it if you're open. I mean, if you're only going to get good shots, we got to take what we can get. He was a really, really good defensive guy, talked really, really well. Another guard, Parker Bischoff. He was our shooter and kind of our energy. Had the get up and go when things weren't going right. He might be the guy to kind of get us going. Jimmy Martin, one of our height guys, I'd say. He is another very, very athletic kid. Had a few good games. He also kind of lacks a little bit of confidence at times in himself, and I always had to tell him, Jimmy, you're the most athletic kid out here. Let's show it. Colt Culver was kind of our heartbeat, I'd say. If he had a good game, we played really, really well, had a good game. Kind of a little bit bigger of a kid, knew how to use his body to get to where he needed to be. Eric Barragán, a little guard for us. Didn't play as many minutes, but showed up every day in practice, worked his tail off, pushed those guys. Noah Koops, another one of our bigs. He rebounded the ball, got us inside presence, I guess. We kind of lacked that a lot. A lot of the guys were shorter, wanted to play out on the perimeter. He was one of the guys that would go in and kind of bang on their big guys, did some scoring. And then we'll round it off with Malcolm Williams. He was our big guy, eighth grader. He improved tremendously throughout the year, did some scoring, really, really good rebounder. The beginning of the year, he struggled with his free throws. By the end of the year, I think he was shooting probably 4 or 5 of them a game, and he was making about 75 to 80% of them, so really improved there also.
And one thing, I always say this to the freshman coaches, almost like having an expansion team. Really, there's so many things thrown at these kids once they get to high school or start playing a high school team. You're practicing on Wednesdays. You're going everywhere the varsity is. Got to keep up on that homework. There's a lot of adjustments with this age.
Yes, I thought they did a good job of that. Transitioning with the shot clock, that's something we don't play with here in middle school. You're using the men's ball now, a little bit different. Pace of the game, playing some Sioux Falls schools, a little bit different there also. They handled it pretty well. I mean, other than O'Gorman and Lincoln, they played with every one of them. Sioux Falls teams were tough, so.
And about yourself, as I said, really your first coaching position, what was maybe the thing that surprised you or the thing that was the biggest adjustment for you?
Like situation of the game, knowing do I need a timeout here or not? Can we get through that? A little bit of a struggle there in the first couple games, worked out the kinks. I thought getting the kids just to compete was kind of tough at first. Other than that, I thought we did a good job.
You know, and then Brother Sean, I know, is coaching. He check in. You guys kind of check in with each other some too?
Yeah, a lot of flipping plays back and forth. I actually played a little zone. Not my thing, but yeah.
Well, now here's the last question, and basically is what I always wrap up these. You only play freshmen once. Now there'll be sophomores, maybe JV, maybe in varsity, just depending what the circumstance is. What are some of the things you want to see this crew as a whole work on so they can continue advancing up in the system?
We got to learn defensive positioning. Even the varsity guys struggle with it. Got to know where you're supposed to be, where you need to be, that type of stuff.
Trey Henderson, head coach here on Tiger Boys freshman for this past season. We'll be back on Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK. We're back here on Dakota Sports Saturday. Now we talk here on Tiger sophomore boys basketball with their head coach, Spencer Staley. Tiger sophomores this year, a record of 8-12 on the season. Kind of a story of two seasons, first half and second half. Second half looked a little better. But Spencer, first off, just a quick overview of the season. Sophomore, maybe not much as JV, but a little. You still got guys coming and going, maybe working quarters some. There's always a little puzzle keeping going here.
No, exactly, yeah. No, we had a good, we had a rough start to the year. Started 1-10, got one win out in Stevens, and then it was kind of a grind. And then our first home game against Watertown, something kind of switched at halftime. I don't know if it was me screaming at the guys or what, but the vibe changed. And the next 7 games after that, we actually won 7 in a row. So we got to 8-10. Played a tough game at O'Gorman, ended up losing by 6 or 7, I'm pretty sure. And then the last game against Brandon, we won't talk about. But I will say this: 8-12 for what we started, 1-10 was a great season. So I'm pretty proud of the guys.
You know, and this bunch, you know, again, don't have all the height in the world, but you have some athleticism. You had some pieces that you could put together.
Now, it was more of a guard-centric team, I'd say. So, I mean, for our guards, we had Josh Gilbert, Miles Elwine, James Schultz, Chase Schuhart, Jeremy Hofer. I guess Jeremy was more of a forward, but Leon Waldner. And those are kind of our main guys who handle the ball. I mean, we would go 4 guards a little bit and 1 big guy. And then our big guys were Bryson North, Jeremy Hofer played a little forward, Reagan Dirksen. So, I mean, we had a couple big dudes, but for the most part, we were probably, I mean, at average height, 6'2", 6'1". So, I mean, we had to do a lot of stuff, passing, moving, screening. And luckily, our guys came along this year shooting the ball pretty well. So, this last 7 games, I'm pretty sure we shot 40% plus from three of the last seven games. So that was a little bit of a bright spot as well. So I was proud of the guys this year.
Well, you kind of went through it, but just kind of go through the guys one by one and just a little bit what they brought to the team and what some of their strengths and weaknesses are.
So we had a good group of guys. We actually started a lot of different lineups this year, so just going from the top down. Josh Gilbert, he was actually an eighth grader, came in and played a little point guard for us, played three quarters about every game. I won't lie, I relied a lot on Josh and him being an eighth grader to come in, handle the ball, break the press, make some shots too down the stretch. So he did a great job this year. And then our sophomore guards, James Schultz, Chase Shuhart, those two, from when I met those guys as eighth graders till now, I mean, Chase is about 6'4", James is long, quick, has a good little like outside shot, so those two came a long way. Then we got our hustle guys, Jeremy Hofer, Cooper Bischoff. Those two guys, I'm telling you right now, the best player on the floor, I have no doubt in my mind, I could put those two on them, and they would shut them down every time, so that was nice. One of our MVPs of the year, Bryson North, I can't say enough about Bryson. I mean, he's an undersized dude, about 6'1", 6', goes down to the block, posts up hard. He actually did a lot better job finishing this year, kind of developing outside shots. So I'm really proud of Bryson. I think going forward, he'll be a big player for us next year.
And nobody's going to out-bully him either.
You know what? At 6'1", I'll tell you right, he plays center in football. He's a tough kid. So I'm honestly, I can't ask much more of Bryson. Being our center at 6'1", that was great. But no, and then Leon Waldner. Leon, from about 2 years ago till now, has came a long way. Played a lot of minutes this year. Was okay with, you know, whatever it was, a couple minutes here, a couple minutes there, but he's a good dude too. And then we got our freshmen, Colton, Jimmy, and Miles. Miles started a point guard for us. I mean, sharp shooter. You guys know him from the varsity game. He can really light it up from the outside, and I hope going forward he'll be one of our main guys going forward for the next couple of years. And then our big guy, Reagan Dirksen. And you know what, Reagan? From where he came, he's got a left hand now. He's got a couple nice post moves on the inside. He's rebounding a lot better. I mean, this as a group, these guys, if they can just stay out and keep with it, I think they'll be really big parts of our team for the next couple of years.
You know, and part of it was the mesh, too, because you mentioned an eighth grader, a couple of freshmen, you know, the majority sophomores, but realistically, some of these guys hadn't played together before this year.
No, exactly. And kind of like you said, too, like puzzle pieces. I mean, you got three quarters here, two quarters there. So we got about seven quarters per night we can use these guys. So whatever we can do with the freshmen, sophomore, and JV, and then varsity as well. So, I mean, those guys, they played a lot of quarters, a lot of minutes, and actually this last week they've been playing our scout team as well. So those guys have been working their butts off, and I can't say enough about them. They're a great group of kids.
You know, and as we'll close it out, as we always do with this, obviously five seniors leaving. There's roles to be had for next year's team. So what are some of the things you want to see these guys work on here moving forward? You know, obviously got to have a good summer.
So, you know, as you know, we got some big dudes at the varsity level, but whether it be foul trouble, fatigue, we're going to need some big guys. So I think Reagan and Bryson will be a good little addition next year, having a little bit of size. And then, as you know, losing five seniors, we're going to lose some toughness. I mean, as we get better offensively as the years go on, we're kind of losing some defensive guys. So we need some offensive guys to take on different roles. So I think, as you know, Blake, Anderson, Davis, those guys at the varsity level, we're going to have some role players develop. So I think this group of guys will be a good little buffer for next year and then the year to come after that.
Spencer Staley, sophomore coach here on Tiger Boys Basketball. More coming up on Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK. Hey, we're back here on Dakota Sports Saturday, now talking here on Tiger Boys JV basketball with their head coach, Jim Noyes. Solid JV season this year with a record of 13-7. And coach, is just kind of giving you the overview of the season. You know, as we always say with JV, you really don't practice together that much. You're practicing with the varsity, getting them ready, and the reward for those guys working hard is to play that 4 o'clock game.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Art. You know, we had an eighth grader, a ninth grader, a sophomore, a bunch of juniors, and you're right. I thought we had a really good season, and, you know, the main thing is we want to prepare these guys for the varsity level, and a lot of them got some good varsity time certainly later on during the season.
And when you go down the list there, or just talk about the season, actually, you know, it sounded like it was a pretty strong finish because it took a little while to see just exactly who we were and who was going where.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and that's one of those things. We had James Schultz played for us. He was on the sophomore team, and I thought he really improved during the year, and Oakley Anderson ended up starting for us. We had some lineup changes and stuff like that, and with quarters, and Oakley did a good job, plays hard. I like him all the time in practice. Ty Kleinsfosser was a good one for us. There were games, I think, where he had four or five threes, and I know in one game he had 21 points in three quarters because we were saving him for the varsity. And one game he had five threes, and Ty was one of those that could just flat out shoot the ball pretty well. Miles Elwine was a good shooter for us also, and his role really changed with the quarters and then at the end of the year. You know, he just played basically all sophomore varsity basketball, and that was fine because I think that really helped prepare him. And we had Mason Juergens, and Mason's quarters were juggled a little bit also. We didn't always have him for four, but I thought he had a good, solid season. He was one of those guys that was just solid for us all the time. Riley Winninger started a lot during the season for us. He's one of those kids that just play hard. And I looked at our book today, and I think we had nine different kids that started at different times. So that was a real positive part that way. And Landon Holtz played a lot for us. He started early in the year, and then Landon was injured, and he was out for a major part of the season. But he's just coming back now, and I think he's going to be a good player for us next year. We had Charlie Martin, and Charlie, you know, missed part of the season, but he really helped us at certain times in there and run the floor well for a big guy. And his brother, Tommy Martin, those two guys both played really well for us, and both of them started at different times in the year for us. Davis Chase played the first game of the year in Rapid City, and we hadn't got on the bus, and I said, "Coach, that was his last game with us." And he just kind of shook. He said, "Yeah, we knew that." So, but that's good. He's where he needs to be now, playing varsity ball, and he's just a really good addition to our team. Chase Shuckard, a good ball player, played sophomore basketball, and he was a good one. He's a good three-point shooter. Ben North is another guy that we worked in, and Ben plays hard. I like the way he plays. He comes to practice every day, and he just plays hard. Nolan Staley is about 6'3", and he's got good size. And we had Carter Porsche. Carter was an eighth grader, and Carter probably was our leading scorer for the year. He was one of those guys that I thought was just steady down on the inside, and he got in, and he had some good varsity playing time. The main thing is, I like the guys. They were good guys. They played hard. We tried to always run an offense. Sometimes our press didn't work as well as we did, but we tried to push the ball on offense a lot. And I think there's a lot of good firepower for Coach Budenhagen next year.
You know, and when you look at that bunch, you know, life of the JV coach, you've done this for many years, and sometimes it's a puzzle. He mentioned the quarters. You had some guys that were JV only, some guys splitting JV varsity, some JV sophomore. So, and sometimes, depending on what was happening with the varsity, an injury or an illness or something, even that would change your rotation. So rotations were always fluid.
Yeah, they were. And these guys were really good because sometimes we couldn't, you know, we'd use guys for two or three quarters. Hey, who wants to start? Who wants to? What quarters? What? And they were really good about working things out. And whatever we think is best for the team. And I always told those guys, you know, hey, I'd love to have you around for the fourth quarter because that doesn't count as a quarter. It's just an extension. So I thought they were really, really good in working that way. And you're right. Sometimes you have to juggle things around. And then you throw an injury in there, and then your little lineup card is completely out the window, and you're hitting and missing. But I always told the guys, don't let me play you more than two or three because I get wrapped up in the game sometimes. But I really appreciated our guys and the hard work that they gave.
Now, as we look ahead, and I always ask this here, obviously with five seniors, there's going to be roles to be had next year. There's going to be chances to play at that 7 o'clock game next year. What are some of the things you want to see this bunch work on?
One of the main things I think is so important is get to the gym in the summer. Everyone improves during the season. You know, that's just natural. Everybody does. But, you know, Coach Budenhagen is a workaholic. He puts in more time with kids. He puts in so much. And we have open gyms a lot for the kids at night. But I really will encourage him to get to the skills part because he's one that gives every kid an opportunity to come in with different groups and work on your skills. To me, the more you play, the better opportunity that you have for next year. Plus, I always like it when those kids come in. Hey, you get to see him, and I think that's a real positive for both the player and the coach. So getting to the gyms and playing hard, you know, is something that's going to really be important for us.
And wrap it up, this talk about this old Lane Trojan. How many years coaching basketball has this been now?
Wow. Yeah, it's hard to believe. 52 years. Wow. I always kind of laugh. My counselor in high school told me, whatever you do, don't go to college, because he said your folks can't afford to put you through. And he said, quite honestly, you'll never graduate anyway. So I always kind of look back and I laugh at that. But this has been 52 years, and hey, it's been a lot of fun. I had a lot of good kids and coached a lot of different places and just met a totally bunch of really good people, including Dr. Duffy right here.
Jim Noyes, head coach here on JV basketball, record of 13-7 this past season. We'll wrap things up here on Dakota Sports Saturday. Talk some Twins baseball next on Dakota Sports.